You have big dreams to be an influencer, but you're finding yourself caught up in the comparison trap of page views, followers, and number count. The good news is that's the old way of doing business, and I'm going to show you the new way. I'm Nicole Culver, your host of The Shift Show. So get out your notebook and let's get started so you can join the social shift. You're listening to The Shift Show. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about three things that you can do to actually hit your goals faster. I'm so excited to bring you this episode. So let's dive right in. Okay, so I am sitting here recording this episode on the very first day. Two out of three of my kids have gone back to school. And it's one of those, if you are a parent or you have kids in school that you take care of, then you probably understand the kind of the emotions, the rush of emotions you feel on the first day of school. I don't know if this, I think this also goes back to just me being a teacher. The first day of school, there is something so fresh and exciting. And at the same time, it's like so incredibly bittersweet that your kids are another year older. It's really that reminder of the passage of linear time and how they're getting older. And while it's so exciting, and I'm so excited for them, and I know that they're going to have amazing, amazing years of growth, it's one of those things where you're like, oh my gosh, time is such a funny thing. So I'm sitting here in my office in a quiet house because Olivia and Mila went back to school. They're in fourth and first grade now. And Isabel, who is three, has not returned to school yet. And we decided that we were going to kind of switch it up. So if you've been with me, if you've been following along with me on Instagram at Nicole Culver, then you know we have been doing the parent business CEO juggle kind of all summer long. And Isabel has been out of school since mid-June. She went to camp for about 6 weeks. And at the beginning of June, we had this time where she was home and Olivia and Mila weren't. And, you know, COVID, she's not used to being home alone a lot. So those 2 weeks were a challenge for all of us. So we decided that we're going to do things a little differently. And I promise I'm going to get into how to hit your goals faster. But I think this is really important to talk about because you may be doing the same juggle as us where some of your kids are back and some of them aren't. And I feel for you, number one. And number two, we made a choice to do things differently this time. In June, it kind of hit us by surprise and we tried to bring in family to help us and it kind of backfired on us just because I don't know about you, but our kids are used to having us home a lot. And when Isabel was home, even if it was with family, she just wanted to be with Dan and I. So it didn't really work out. So this time we decided we're going to do things differently. We're going to break up our days. Dan's going to take her half the day. I'm going to take her half the day. And we're just going to make the best of it until she goes back to school on, I think it's September 12th. So if you were in this in between still, I've been talking about the in between, it feels like for a long time, but I totally get you and it's okay. And I'm sitting here in a quiet house with a few hours to work. So I am super pumped. And I'm pumped to be just getting back to it and picking up the pace a little bit. You know, I love summer. You know, I love sitting all those hours at the beach. It helps me recharge and rejuvenate and keep going for the rest of the year. And I'm excited to be back with you because we're going to be talking about so many fun things, really how to grow your business, how to hit your goals faster, how to quantum leap in your life. I have been studying this and really doing research and applying this to my own life and sharing this with students and clients because I noticed that some people were able to just quantum leap their business and their life so much faster than others. And I felt like for so long, I quit my teaching job in 2011. I felt like it was just such linear incremental growth, which is awesome. And I'm so grateful for it. And I was searching for that quantum leap, the hockey puck. What was it really about? It's the hockey stick growth that we're kind of all after. And what makes it possible for some people and not for others. So we're going to really be diving into it, but I thought a great place would start would be with three things to do to hit your goals faster. And how do you really get to that quantum leap? And the first thing I want to say, which I hope that you just hear in my voice, and I hope that you know I'm all about, is just compassion and acceptance. Wherever you are right now, you are in the perfect place. Wherever you are, just find, how can you find more acceptance so you can get to where you want to go? You can't get to where you want to go until you find acceptance and peace for where you're at right now. And I'm doing that for myself. It's a process. It's continual. And I want you to do that for yourself too. So three things to do to hit your goals faster. The number one, which I didn't include this, but it's kind of like the precursor to number one, is finding that level of acceptance and compassion. I get messages every single week for people who feel like they are behind. And I talked about this in my last podcast. You are not behind. There is no one to be behind. You are in the perfect place at the perfect time, and find acceptance for that place so you can move forward. So that's the first thing. But the real first number one, which I realized I said three things to do to hit your goals faster, but it's really five things to do to hit your goals faster. So you get kind of some bonus ones in there. Number one is when I'm setting my goals, I do a good, better, best. So what does that actually mean? I learned this years ago from Todd Herman, the 90 Day Year, one of the first professional development courses I ever took, which really helped me with my productivity. So I always do good, better, best. So what does that mean? It means I kind of set three goals. My first goal is, this is my good goal. I'd be really happy. And I'm going to share with you the real secret in the next number. I'd be happy if I hit this goal. It's kind of like my baseline goal, and anything better than that goal. So for example, maybe you want to hit $10,000, and that's your good goal this month. Your better goal would be maybe $15,000, and your best, like completely quantum leap goal, maybe is $20,000 this month. So we kind of set three levels. And then I say, this is my good goal. This is my better goal. This is my best goal. And I do that just so I kind of give myself a range to work towards. And the truth is, I live from the place of joy, or I have an intention, because I'm always working on this, to live from the place of joy and happiness now. No goal, no amount of money is going to make me more peaceful, more happier. I live from that place every single day. And I kind of come at this business thing, this money thing, as a game. So if you think about it, if you're like, I don't know why this just popped into my head, but if you're bowling, what is a good bowling score? Or if you're playing a video game, your good, better, best. How can you set three levels, and your baseline would be like, oh my gosh, if I hit this, I would be so pumped, and anything better, this or better, would be completely amazing. And your good goal is kind of like the one that you're going after. And I always recommend your good goal, you be pretty solid that you're going to hit that. And the reason is because if you're just starting out and you said, and I think Catherine Zankina calls this the ladder. I forget the exact name, but it's a ladder exercise. And I love this because if you're just starting out and you say, okay, I want to hit $100,000 in the next 2 weeks, then that may be, and that may feel really far off. Is it possible? Yes. In some timeline, it may absolutely be possible. But if you don't believe it's possible and it feels really hard, are you going to do what you need to do to get there? So the reason why doing good, better, best is great, because your good is kind of like your baseline. And that's the goal that you believe you can hit. And anything better is completely awesome and amazing. So if right now you're at $2,000 a month, let's say, I'm just kind of picking round numbers, then maybe your good goal would be $3,000 a month. It's a little bit more, but it's not a complete stretch. So you want to set this and do this how it feels good. But your good goal, you really, I believe, should be believable and achievable for you. Okay. So that's my first tip to hit your goals faster is do good, better, best. You really want your good goal to be something that is achievable and attainable and believable. And then your best can be the quantum leap goal. Number two, detachment. You may be sitting here and saying, oh my gosh, Nicole, how could I possibly detach from this? So the truth is, the more detached you are from your goals and the more at peace you are with any outcome, the more at peace you are with all outcomes, the ironic part is the faster you will actually quantum leap. When you're so attached to your goals that you put your self-worth and your enoughness into your goals, the harder it's probably going to be for you to hit those goals. So something I do in the quantum launch and something I'm going to be sharing more about is just writing down all possible outcomes. Like, what is all the possible outcomes? And yes, this means the quote unquote worst possible outcome. Can you make peace with all of those outcomes? And can you detach from it? That's where the magic really is. So for example, if I said, okay, I'm gonna set a $10,000 good goal for this month. Now I'm gonna detach from it. So how do I detach? For me, it's acceptance and peace. So now what are all the possible outcomes? Well, one of the possible outcomes is I make $0 this month. Does that feel scary for me to just say that out loud for you? The truth is, the more you say it out loud and the more you get okay and accept and make peace with it, the faster you'll actually get to your goals. And it's the ultimate irony. But the truth is, a lot of people, what I notice a lot of people say is they say, okay, well, oh my gosh, $0, it's a possibility. I'm not even going to think about that. That makes me so nervous. Maybe you feel that in your body. Maybe that gives you that kind of bottom out feeling in your stomach. If it gives you that bottom out feel in your stomach for me to say you made $0 this month, or you wanted to make $5,000 and you made zero, or maybe you even invested money, so you're in the negative. If that gives you that feeling, then that should clue you in, and that's what you need to look at, because that's telling me that you have some type of fear there that you need to look at and you need to accept. So your body actually is giving you clues. And that feeling is a feeling that you can look at, which I will talk more about later. So if you can actually sit with that and say, oh my gosh, that $0, I'd still be okay. I can make peace with it because I'll still keep going and make peace with all of the outcomes and come to a place of neutrality for all of them. So that's my second tip. My third tip is I actually go to the end and I ask myself what I did to get there. So if I think about my good goal or I think about my best goal, what do I actually mean by that? Well, in my mind, body, and spirit, I connect with that place. I connect with that version of me that already hit that goal. So if my quantum leap goal was $20,000 a month, then I'm going to sit and I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to connect with mind, body, and spirit, that quantum flow energy. And I'm just going to ask, okay, I'm going to connect with that version of me. And I actually have a meditation for this inside of the quantum launch. I'm going to connect with the version of me that already hit the goal. What did I do to get there? Who is the version of me who got there? Now notice I said the version of me, not someone else, the version of me who got there. What did I do to get there? And I operate from that place. So when you connect with that future version of you, you can actually access the information and connect with the version that's done this already and be that person now. Now, this is about being, and if you listen to my podcast, I think two podcasts ago, where I talked about the myth of be, do, have, I talked about a lot of us, when we first get into this, feel like we need to be someone else. This isn't about being someone else. This is about being the best, most aligned, most quantum version of you. The version of you that has the power and has the knowing and has the energy and just trust that it's all unfolding for you in perfect timing. So how can you connect with that version of you and access the ways of being and all of the actions you took to get to that goal? So that was number three. So just as a recap, number one, I create good, better, best goals. Number two, detach, make peace with all the possible outcomes. Number three, go to the end, go to that place where it's completed and ask what I did and who I was to get there. Find that version of me now. And number four, this also goes with number three because I figure out what is holding me back right now? What are the beliefs I need to clear? What are the fears I need to accept? And notice I didn't say fears I need to clear. Fears really just want acceptance. Fears are parts of you that are worried about something. Fears are parts of you that's trying to hold on to a certain outcome. And they really just want to be accepted and made peace with. So I ask what's holding me back. And again, inside the Quantum Launch, we have audios and lessons and workbooks to really help you transmute and get to the root cause of each one of these beliefs so you can shift them and you can accept them and you can move on from them because those beliefs are the thing that is holding you back. Those beliefs and those fears and those stuck emotions are actually the thing that's kind of messing with your energy. So figure out what's holding you back and how can you make peace with each one of those things. And if you want the exact step-by-step version of how to do this, of how to shift your beliefs, then you can send me a DM on Instagram and I will send you the information for the Quantum Launch program. And we'll be doing a whole relaunch of that real soon. So ask what's holding you back. Figure out those beliefs, those emotions, and those fears that are keeping you stuck. And number five, the last thing I do to hit my goals faster is getting into quantum flow state. I'm actually working on an entire webinar about this, but quantum flow state is the fastest way to have quantum growth in your business. The fastest way without the hustle, without working all the time. Quantum flow state allows you to access that quantum leap growth. And most people, and I, oh my gosh, I did this for so long. I did this for so long where I focused on just meditation, journaling. I focused on trying to change myself through my mind. But after studying this for years, I realized I was missing out on two key pieces. So I talked to you at the beginning about that linear growth where I felt like it was just working more. It was hustling. It was that step-by-step growth, which I was really grateful for. And I knew something was missing. And the truth is, it was because I was always in my mind. I was always trying to have growth by accessing my mind through journaling, through meditation, through changing my thoughts. And I was missing out on two other key pillars. So quantum flow is all about how you get into that, like, that really good energy so everything works better so you can have those quantum leaps. And it's not just about the journaling. It's not just about changing your thoughts. It's not just about doing all of the things. That's all in your mind. And if you are all in your mind, then you're missing out on two key pieces, and that is the body and spirit. So I focus in the Quantum Launch on actually accessing the quantum flow state in your mind, body, and spirit, and using all three pillars so you can have the quantum leap growth. So your mind, when you focus just on your mind, that is like your hypnosis, that's your meditation, that's changing your thoughts, that's journaling, that's like subliminal messaging. And it's only one out of three pieces. Your body is actually getting into nervous system regulation. So when I shared with you, if that gives you like a feeling in your stomach, if you were to make $0, that's giving you a clue that making $0 for you feels unsafe. So we really want to tap into nervous system regulation, getting out of that continual fight or flight or freeze, and getting into the parasympathetic nervous system, getting into that slower. So you're not in stress all the time. So you don't have cortisol running through your body all of the time. That's not how we're meant to operate. So tapping into that body pillar looks like nervous system regulation. It looks like tapping. It looks like breath work, shaking, yoga, dancing, emotional release, clearing stuck emotions in your body, and really tapping into that. And then the third pillar is spirit. So for each of us, this is going to look very different. If you are part of a specific religion, then you have your own relationship with spirit. Everyone's relationship with spirit is very individual and very different. This is your connection with God, the universe, divine, or even your higher self. And we all access this spirit connection differently. This can look like praying. This can look like silence, asking and receiving, trusting the universe. For each of us, that looks very different. And tapping into the mind, body, spirit flow allows you to have things work so much easier. So if you've done the mind and the spirit work, you probably have some strategy. You probably have some good habits and you experience some growth in your personal life and your business. But without the body pillar, you aren't going to experience your full potential, meaning that quantum leap money growth, the business growth, and even personal happiness. By only accessing your mind and spiritual growth, you're really missing the key to quantum changes. Now, if you've done the body and spirit work, you've probably healed a lot in your life, and you may even consider yourself a healer. But without the mind, you're not going to really have the right business strategy that you probably want, and maybe you're missing out on the personal habits that will set you up for your growth. And if you've done the mind and body work, you probably have some good strategy in your business and you've experienced business and personal growth. Maybe you've done a lot of healing, but without letting in the spirit piece, without letting in that divine guidance, you may still be in the linear growth model. So things may still feel a little hard and slow. You're doing the right things and you've healed a lot of your blocks, but you're still working from the linear growth mindset. So you can see now why it's so important to let in the mind, body, spirit. So now if this is interesting you, if this has you really curious on how you can do this more, you can send me a DM on Instagram and I will start to share with you the pieces of this. I'm going to be doing an entire webinar on this because really, honestly, the only pillar I used to use was the mind. I was all in my head. And that's why things were so freaking hard for me. And if you're in this place too, where things feel so slow and so hard and so tiring, then this may be you too. And you have a huge opportunity to incorporate the body and the spirit to really work through those blocks, work through those stuck points, work through those beliefs and emotions that are keeping you stuck and access quantum leap growth. I'm really excited to talk more about this with you because I've seen from myself and from my clients and just from talking to so many, especially women, how disconnected we are from our body and spirit, and how once you learn to access this quantum flow state, things are so much easier for you. So thank you so much for being here for this episode. This was 5 things to hit your goals faster, create your good, better, best goals, detach and make peace with all your outcomes, to the end and ask yourself, what did you do to get there? Who is that version of you who got there? Figure out what's holding you back. Get to the root cause of them. And number five, getting into quantum flow state daily through mind, body, and spirit. So send me a DM on Instagram at Nicole Culver. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear your ahas on the episode, and I will see you in the next episode.
You've been listening to The Shift Show with Nicole Culver. Join us over in the Social Shift Facebook group to continue the conversation. Find us over at nicoleculver.co/community. Thanks for listening.